I'm just going to go quiet for a minute or two, and I'll go into a trance, and then we're in their hands, okay? People from the Salmon River, you are away. Yes. Yes. You are away. We cannot hear you. You are dead already, yes? You are away. He say you are away. He will send spiritual doctors around otherwise to find out whether you are still ticking. Yes. Good. My beautiful people. What would you wish to speak about this night?
Would anybody like to ask a question?
Yes, I would. Okay. Coral Poles was over here about 30 years ago, and she did some drawings with colored chalk and everything. That three guides are just beautiful, you know, and they've disappeared out of my house, along with a lot of other stuff, by some paranormal it means. I just wonder where they might be, or you could give some indication where I might find them.
Oh.
Well, we think you can find them if you will try to find them. But yeah, we know it is hard when you have not found something, yes, for some time. It is difficult. We think these things are still available to you, but they are hiding, yes, hiding from you. They are under some layers of some other things.
Junk in my house.
Yes. We did not wish to use this word, I think, because we would not wish to give the game away. Yes.
Yes. I'll have a look because there might be some money under there too.
I do not think so. But you will find your pictures if you look, I think. Yes. They are beautiful pictures,
they
these
are,
pictures.
Yes. Big loss.
They are delicate. Delicate of features, some of them. Yes.
Coral poles.
These are worth something, you know. You have no money, but perhaps these are worth something. Yes.
Worth something,
yes,
to me, to have,
yes,
them, not for any monetary gain.
Yes.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thank you for coming, hey.
We have already met you, Dave. We scout ahead.
Have you read my list of questions then, Hank?
We are aware of some of them through his eyes, yes?
Thank you.
Yes.
Does spirit need a source of energy to function? Do they need energy replenishment on a regular basis?
No, my friend. Except insofar as you yourselves need energy, yes? We are all part of the one mind, the one consciousness, the one eternal energy. You also, in your physical form, draw upon this eternal one energy, yes? This suchness within the physical world and within the spiritual world, yes? You draw upon this. But for you, you draw upon it in ways which you call by different names. Each day when you get up, all of you beautiful people, you eat your porridge, yes. You eat your breakfast, yes. You do not have much porridge, I do not think, in this world, in this country. But some of you perhaps do. But you eat your breakfast, yes, and so you gain energy for the day, that you may be replenished, that you may have a fruitful day. And so it is, you make use of the divine energy. Therefore, you should not look upon the physical food which you eat as separate from the divine energy, the divine oneness, the suchness of being. But when you migrate to spirit, yes, you draw upon the eternal energy still, and indeed you are part of that energy. But you will no longer need your chewing gum or other such things. Yes, you do not need physical sustenance, but you still draw upon the one eternal energy, my friend. Yes, you draw upon the one eternal energy. But in lands of spirit, you do not need to sleep, though some sleep in a sense because of a wish to do so. But it is more that you recharge yourself, and the energy is freely available to all. You are surrounded by it, immersed in it, connected to it. And therefore, you draw upon this energy to replenish your own. For indeed, you are not apart from it. Neither are you apart from it here, nor in the spirit land. For we are all one, my friend. We are all one in brotherhood, in sisterhood, within the divine ocean of being.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Lady Van.
Thank you, Dave, for your appearance. Do we have one or more guides? And if we have more than one guide, why?
You have many helpers, my friend. Yes. You often have one main guide, one main helper. Some of you may call this a guardian angel. Yes. But it is not literally always a guardian angel. It is a benevolent soul, a spirit of benevolence, a compassionate being who wishes to be of assistance to you, though you must still take responsibility for your life. But they wish to guide, to help, to lend a helping hand as best they may, for they are a little further up the mountain path, perhaps. And so they wish to lend a helping hand. But you do not have one guide, my friend. You have many, many who come and go sometimes to assist you with certain phases of your life as needs must. But you have one guide who will remain with you throughout all your days, my friend. One main guide who will remain with you throughout all your days. But this is not the case with every single person. Sometimes a guide may change because of your need, not because of theirs, because of a guide who may need to come to assist you because they are better fitted for that time of your life, that phase in your life, to help you to grow, to develop, to walk further up the mountain path. Therefore, the need is for you, not for us. But I tell you most solemnly, my friends, you do us service. You make us grateful for the opportunity to serve you. For by serving, we also grow. Can you understand that, my friends?
Yes.
By serving you, we also grow. Therefore, this is a divine opportunity for us also. A blessed thing for us also. Therefore, the benefit, my friends, is mutual. As we are all brothers and sisters, so also, through this process of acting as a guide, we enhance that brotherhood and sisterhood. Have I answered your question, my friend?
Yes, you have. Can I just ask a little bit further? Plants have souls.
Plants, they have consciousness, but it is not sentient consciousness. It is not directive consciousness. But I tell to you, my friends, everywhere, wherever you look, there is only consciousness. Can you accept this?
Thank you very much. I do accept that.
Slady.
Can you answer when and where our spirits begin?
You have received my answer. There is a timelessness, my friend. a timelessness. We have all from beginningless time been, and to the end of endless time we are.
Yes.
It is like, my friend, you do not have blacksmiths these days many times, yes? They are not common person, yes? But if you think of blacksmith working on his forge, he strikes the hot metal, and do not sparks fly from that metal, that heat? And so as he strikes, the sparks seemingly are created. But are not the sparks already in existence within the heat of that metal? Else how would the sparks fly? Therefore, my friend, in one sense, we have all been in existence from beginningless time. We manifest, we express the oneness of the one mind. We express the divine. We give manifestation to the divine. But we are also the divine. Yes, we are also the divine. Therefore, do not look beyond your own selves for your Godhead. Do not look beyond outwards to the essence, for the essence is within. You are all deeply connected in the closest possible way you can imagine, for you are the essence. You are the divine being. You are the oneness within all. This, my friends, I have often explained to others who have asked. To give you a parallel, if it helps, another parallel. You have all looked upon the mighty sea, the mighty ocean, yes?
Yeah.
You can see some days when the ocean is so still and quiet, like a mill pond, yes? Oftentimes, though, the waves roll. And you can see thousands of waves as you look across the breadth of the ocean. My friends, when the ocean is like the mill pond, that I would say is to give to you to signify the one mind behind all things, the essence within. And when the sea manifests its waves, I would say to you, that the crest of each of those waves is like each and every one of you, individual souls, spirits. The problem arises when an individual wave would think it is sufficient to itself, for then we have the growth of ego. Then we have the growth of attachment. Then we have the growth of separateness, though the separateness is an illusion, for that one wave is still part of the ocean, is it not? But sometimes people find it helpful to think of it this way, that we are all the crests of those waves, all intimately, intricately, inseparably linked to our brothers and sisters. You can see this, my friends, yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a lady over there that had a question.
Let me ask you, I have been inundated with a lot of orbs, and they're around me all the time, and I'd like to know if there's a reason why, and
yes.
When they come or after they've gone, there's a color change in my rooms.
They are spirits wishing to connect with you, my friend. Do not fear them. You do not fear them, yes? You do not fear them. Am I right in this? You do not fear them.
I don't fear them.
Yes. They are spirits wishing to connect with you, my friend. We can oftentimes manifest in different ways, and sometimes you will see us in this form. this form of orb, yes. For we have to manifest in your world as best we might. The fact we manifest as orbs does not indicate that that is our real appearance. But we manifest in that way to connect with you, to reassure you sometimes.
Thank you.
The light afterwards is an after energy. So you may connect with these spirits, my friend, if you focus upon these orbs and you reach out to them in loving kindness. You may determine, become more aware of their identity as you reach out to them. My friends, there are so many thousands of souls gathered here this night. For whenever there is connection between our two worlds, there are those who wish to come, to witness, to share. For it brings us great comfort and great happiness to share in communication with you.
There's a lady here. Sorry, I'll come to you in a minute. No. Sorry, shall I just... No, no, I'll come over there.
When will my father be finished cleansing souls?
Your father, he is this side of life.
No.
Beyond.
Beyond. He has taken it upon himself in September of this year. It's part of his next job to cleanse souls. And we talk about it. And I know that he is working very hard and feeling very, very blessed that he has this opportunity. But I have a concern for him that he's working very hard, and I'd like to know how much longer.
You should not be concerned, my friend. You should not. You should have no concern. Yes. Whatever tasks spirits take upon themselves, they have guidance with. They have help and counseling with. Therefore, he is not alone in this task.
There are six of them working together.
He is not alone in this task, but I do not speak of his friends who he works with. I speak of other souls also, wise souls who work to support, to counsel. You should not have concern. There is natural law, yes. There is natural law which will safeguard this enterprise. When the time has come to relinquish this, to take time away from this, then it shall be.
Thank you. I have one other question, if I may.
Just one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Mr. McTaggart in my life? He's on the other side.
We cannot connect with this Mr. McTaggart.
Thank you.
Friend. Cannot always connect with spirits on my side, even because there are so many. So many levels and realms of existence. You know that your world is big, yes, vast. But my friends, you cannot conceive of the vastness of the spiritual universe. You cannot conceive.
I would just like to ask if the veil between this physical world and the other side is thinning, and that in so many few years we will be able to converse with the others on the other side.
It indeed grows thinner, my friend. But it grows thinner because of people like yourself who seek to draw away the veil, who seek to draw away the barrier between the worlds. For the barrier is indeed an illusion, though it may seem a concrete illusion at times, an insurmountable illusion, yet it is an illusion, my friend. Therefore, as you seek, as you connect with us, and we with you, for it is like two sides reaching through the veil. You reach from your side, and we reach from ours. And God willing, we join in the middle, yes. So it is not only by your endeavor that the veil is thinning, but by our endeavor also. But there are many who would not seek, yes, for they doubt. They create skepticism, uncertainty, doubt. In this way, they do a disservice to your enterprise, for they would put off many souls who would otherwise seek, who would otherwise attempt to reach towards us. I do not say by saying this that you should suspend your rationality, your reason. For you were given this. It is God-given, your reasoning mind, your logical mind, and you must hold on to this. But it is still possible, is it not, to have faith, to have hope, and to reach out, and to trust your own experience as you reach out, to trust your experience, like the lady who spoke of her orbs, yes? You know when you see your orbs, my friend, you are knowing that you see something, yes? That you connect with something. This is so, yes? Therefore, my friends, when you know through your own experience, through your own awareness, that you are making a connection, then please do what you can to trust in it and to follow. For as you trust and follow it, therefore you will find it will grow stronger, infinitely stronger. So there is a time of greater hope upon the earth plane. But this greater hope is not because of an external cause. It is because of souls like yourselves and spirits such as we, reaching out beyond the walls of the prison, is reaching towards each other.
Thank you.
Yes, lady.
Many people have searched for proof of God's or spirit's existence, and spirit has used many means of making itself known to us, but the Western mindset doesn't always give credence to the Eastern form of thought and the perceptions regarding spirit. Are the recent quantum mechanics and quantum physics discoveries of scientists a new means by which spirit is approaching the rational and scientific mindset of those in the Western so-called part of the world?
This may indeed help, my friend, as you indicate, because some of your physicists who are what you would say thinking outside the box, yes. Some of them are becoming more aware of the inner nature of reality. They are becoming aware that only energy is, only energy exists. Therefore, as they determine this, as their understanding grows toward this, they therefore become more willing to view the world in what you have described as a more Eastern philosophy way, yes? By which I mean, already I have spoken of the one mind, the one essence behind, within, and manifesting through all things. And these researches which you speak of will point to this, yes, and will give some validity to it from the point of view of your scientific inquiries. But, my friend, I say to you, if you were to go over to a light switch and someone told you that that light switch would switch on a light in the next room, but you cannot see into that next room, for there are only walls and a door, yes? But you go over and you switch that light switch. Then you look at the person who has told you to switch that light switch, and your expression says, "So what?" Yes. What I am getting at here is, it is one thing to approach reality with the mind. It is another to approach it through experience. Do you follow my difference?
Yes, I do.
Therefore, you can talk about your quantum physics, and your scientists will talk about quantum physics, and they will unearth factual evidence to point the way to the validity of your Eastern philosophies. But it is one thing to flick the light switch, it is another to enter the room and experience the light.
That's very true, because I had to enter the room.
Okay, Norman.
In recent times and in times more, there can be thousands or hundred thousands of people arrive on the other side. Is there some assurance that can be given to the folks here that there is something in place to handle
yes.
great amounts of people that through natural disaster
yes.
or war or whatever,
yes.
that those people are not left wandering souls?
No one is left, no.
Thank you for your answer.
No one is left to fend for themselves, to wander the streets, you might say. No. There are ever so many souls, my friends, who are willing helpers, ready to guide, ready to comfort, ready to encourage and explain. No one is left. No one. There are some souls, though, who go over to the next life, to the spirit worlds, who have held fixed beliefs and attitudes. In the immediate time after death, they may wonder where they are, for they had no belief in the afterlife. They had a determined belief that the end of physical life was the end. They may find themselves disoriented for a time, but there are friends, helpers for them also, to support them, to guide them, to be patient with them. There are those who have fixed religious beliefs who come over to the spirit lands. They also need help, for they find themselves in company with those whom they had not expected to be in company.
Just one quick one, and then we need to break then. Okay.
Hey, does your answer indicate that a rescue of a lost soul is not necessary, that when we do a rescue we are not
No, I do not say this, my friend.
I'm a little confused
yes,
by the fact
I understand
that
what you say. I responded to Norm, yes, when he spoke of many souls coming over. What I say is there is no shortage of helpers, Norm, yes.
Uh-huh.
To intervene, to help,
yeah.
yes. But you speak of the condition to which I started to refer. There are indeed souls who need more help. There are souls who have committed dark deeds while on this earth plane. There are souls who have been disturbed while on this earth plane. I have spoken that there are many levels of the spirit lands, many dimensions within the spiritual world, my friends. And we are attracted to that portion or that dimension of the spiritual plane to which we are akin. By the time of our departure from upon this earth plane, for many this is a similar place. But for some they are distracted, yes, or disturbed, or their minds have entered a darker path, perhaps, while on the earth plane, a very selfish path. We do not speak of the ordinary person here, yes? You have no reason to fear if you stole a pen from work. Yes. That will not entitle you to enter the gray region. But there are those who indeed enter the gray regions. It is like when I spoke of the sea some minutes ago, yes? And I spoke of the crests of the waves, for we are all like the crests of those waves. Some of those crests may feel they are sufficient unto themselves, as I said, yes. Some of them may feel they are so self-sufficient they have no need for their brothers and sisters. And indeed, they lord it over their brothers and sisters. These souls may find themselves in other regions. Yet, in a sense, my friend Dave, where they end up is also like home to them, if you can accept that.
Yes. Okay.
For it is what they are comfortable with, yes, at that time. It is not a comfortable place, but for them it is expected, comfortable in that sense. What, in a sense, they are used to, but it is no place that you would like to be, yes?
Yeah.
Therefore, to answer your question about the need for spirit help, rescue, as you put it, yes?
Yeah.
There is a need for such thing. So you reach out, my friend, in benevolent love and compassion to these souls. Some souls may find themselves still attached to the earthly plane. These are not souls we would term as being in the gray regions, as we have indicated of others. But they also need help, because they will not, for whatever reason, relinquish the attachment to the earth plane sufficiently to move on to the planes of light. These souls you may also reach out to. And as you reach out to them from your earthly plane, by which you may better reach them sometimes, for they are attached to the earthly vibration. But as you reach out to them, my friend, you enable us to reach towards them from our side of life, to reach out a helping hand, which they may then recognize because of your intercession. You can understand this.
Yes, I can, thank you.
But there are those who live in the gray plains, the darker regions. We do not wish to worry you by referring to this. Well, these are not ordinary souls, but are souls who have chosen that path while on the earth plane. Therefore, they continue along that path. But be assured, my friends, we reach out never-endingly to these souls. We reach out with love and compassion to these souls. We are forever reaching out. And though at times they will not see us. They will not reach out to us. Through our perseverance and never-ending persistence, there comes the day when we reach these souls, and they connect with us. And hand in hand, we walk towards the lighter regions.
I'm going to have a break now, Hay, so we'll be back later. Thank you.
Goodbye, my beautiful friends. I have enjoyed speaking to you all in your beautiful country of Canada. Goodbye, my friends.
Goodbye.
Meet again sometime, perhaps. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye.